For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Nathan Tollier. These are evening headlines for June 10th, 2021. A new playground set is going to be built here in Rexburg at Nature Park. During a city council meeting on Wednesday, members approved an addition of $200,000 to the park construction fund. This is adding to the already existing budget of $110,000 construction fund for a total of $310,000. According to the Rexburg Standard Journal, Matt Nielsen, the chief finance officer, has said some of the money is coming from the COVID-19 relief fund. The city plans to build the new playground in response to some observations that, while the parks are well-maintained and clean, the equipment is getting old. A new restroom will also accompany the playground. Construction is expected to begin in the summer and aims to be finished by September. A man accused of armed robbery at a Blackfoot convenience store is now in jail. On Tuesday, Blackfoot police say 28-year-old Kyle Davidson of Wyoming walked into a Stinker store in Blackfoot, showed a handgun, and left with cash from the register. Police got a tip that matched the suspect's car and moved in for the arrest in Fort Hall. He now faces a robbery charge with a dangerous weapon enhancement. A public charter school in Ammon is accused of violating several state and federal special education laws. Idaho Education News reports the State Department of Education has investigated and found the Monticello-Montessori Charter School to be out of compliance with 8 of the 9 special education's requirements. This discovery comes from both formal complaints from parents of a local special needs student and the SDE. The State Department of Education says the school violated both the Federal Individuals with Disabilities Education Act and the Idaho Special Education Manual. The report against the school outlines a range of corrective actions the school has to do within the upcoming months. The issues with special education range from not updating parents on the progress of their child to not allowing children to meet with the school psychologist for longer than 10 minutes. The school declared time with the psychologist to be not critical. Another issue that was discovered with the school is the more than $11,000 in unexplained purchases. Idaho law requires school districts and charter schools to post their monthly expenses online. 3 of the temples the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced in the April General Conference now have locations. The church just announced the locations for the Casper, Wyoming Temple, the Elko, Nevada Temple, and the Smithfield, Utah Temple. The Casper, Wyoming Temple will be the second temple in the state. It will be built on a 9.5-acre site, and it will be a single-story temple of about 10,000 square feet. The Elko, Nevada Temple will be the third temple in that state, following both the Las Vegas Temple and the Reno Temple. It will be built on a 5.2-acre site. This temple will also be a single story. The Smithfield, Utah Temple will be constructed on a 13.3-acre site. This temple will be a 3-story temple and will be about 81,000 square feet. Utah currently has 27 temples that are announced under construction, under renovation, or in operation. Groundbreaking dates for these temples have not been set yet. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for June 10th, 2021. I'm Nathan Tollier. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.